So tell me, what do you do?
So I am director of the Rehabilitation Robotics Lab. It's a new lab that started at Penn. The focus of the Rehabilitation Robotics Lab is to put the two words together, thinking about stroke rehabilitation, thinking about people that have had a stroke, and thinking about robots and how you can design and build them to help these people recover function. I focus on the upper extremity and thinking about the arms and the hands and how people do activities of daily living, how they eat, how they drink, how they do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the idea then is to figure out how robots could come alongside therapists and help in the rehabilitation process, help in the recovery of function in the upper extremity.
What drew you to this field?
In my master's program, it's a master's program in robotics. Kind of, I was attracted to that area, started to explore, you know, robotics and what does this mean? Intelligent machines sounds like really exciting future and very challenging. So my faculty advisor at the time had other students working with him. And he had a graduate student who told me one day, hey, I'm building a robot for a wheelchair. And all of a sudden for me, it clicked. It's the sense that, oh, wow, what I could do could apply to people right. specifically and people with disability. And simultaneous to that, my grandmother just had a stroke. And my grandmother had been a vibrant woman. A series of strokes had felled her and caused her to have significant disability. And it was almost simultaneously to discovering that what I was doing or what I was attempting to learn how to do could be applied to people with disability.
So as you were talking, I was thinking about, I'm very visual.
Yeah.
So what does it look like? How do they assist? Do you put them on? Do they walk next to you? Do they move your limbs? How does it work?
Great question. So robots look different depending on what you're doing.
Got it.
And there's, in fact, a robot that I just purchased for my lab. It's called the Baxter robot. It was originally designed for manufacturing. It's more like a humanoid type robot. It's pretty tall. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to kind of think about and study the process of getting robots to interact with other people. I'm talking specifically clinicians and therapists working with patients.
Got
and I'm thinking
it.
Of stroke patients. How do you help someone move? And how do you go through that process and trying to understand that process in determining, can this robot help in an intelligent way?
That type of robot, I would imagine the application for it would be that you could help more people if you could create more of these robots mm-hmm. that simulate the work of what these clinicians do.
My goal is not to replace a therapist or a clinician. You can never really do that. And there's something salient about that human-human contact. The goal is to develop systems and machines that can be intelligent assistants.
Understood.
And in the world where people are growing older mm-hmm. and the rate of people aging, mm-hmm. living with disability is beginning to outpace the mm-hmm. people that are healthy. Mm-hmm. So a therapist or a clinician, their effectiveness may be maximized in the future if they had intelligent helpers that could be taught to provide the repetitive help, the demanding, fatiguing help. I can now serve six people, right? And be now this clinician who can provide for six stroke survivors versus just one.
Got it. Thank you so much for talking with me and us about this. This is really, really exciting. And congratulations on all your work. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you.